Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who's going to take care of me? How do we make sense out of all of this? How do we protect what we have? How do we deal with all the myths? How do we deal, and that's what we're going to talk about today, is all the stuff you've heard that's not true. And people ask me all the time, well, you know, how come we read this stuff? Well, I'm going to read you some stuff today, and you'll understand why you believe what you believe. And the result of this is people lose millions of dollars every year in California by not being able to get benefits to which they're entitled, either veterans benefits or Medi-Cal benefits or other benefits, because of all the baloney that's out there. Some of it out there because there's a whole industry that profits from your misinformation. And today I'm going to tell you in the next hour, our hour together, a little less than an hour, exactly what you can do so that you can know for certain in the future that you'll always be able to access benefits. You'll never be subject to a Medi-Cal estate recovery. You'll never lose your home. You can protect everything you have, and I'm going to tell you exactly how you can go about doing that. And that's probably going to be the theme of my next, probably through the rest of the year, the theme of my radio shows. As of right now, I have one more workshop scheduled for this year. You should look it up on my website. You should get involved. You should come. You should do all those kinds of things. And you should be listening to this radio show every week and sharing it with people. Glad to have you with us. I'm going to talk about a lot of stuff today. You're going to want a pencil and paper. I'm going to read you things you're not going to believe, but I'm going to read them to you anyhow. I'm going to read you something that I found absolutely stunningly unbelievably shocking when I read it this week for the first time, and it's going to be the basis for this show today. Glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here for 19 years, right here on KFBK, doing the same thing, talking the same talk, never varied, never changed stories. Talking about what happens when we get older and our families get older and all that kind of stuff. And how hard it is on families to deal with this stuff. I had somebody in my office today in which the children just absolutely could not come to grips with a mother who is losing it. It was just too hard on them. It was too hard for them to believe. It was too hard for them to understand. It was too hard for them to comprehend that they were in the middle. In fact, one of them said to me, well, how does this all end? And my answer was, it may not end well. Dealing with the issues of long-term care is not always pretty. It does not always end well. But you know what? Tag, you're it. You got picked to do this. You're the family. This is what we all have to deal with as the people we love get older and become more frail. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request, recorded in Sacramento County, California. That means I can do, at your request, trusts, powers of attorney, and those kinds of things at your direction and request. I am not securities licensed, don't want to be. What else? I'm a notary, and everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or other advice. It is my opinion only. So when I talk about an article and I say I think the article is not correct or whatever, that's my opinion only. You can form a different opinion. Okay, ways to contact me. Best way is my phone number, 800-999-8007, or go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assets, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. When you go to my website, you can listen to my radio shows, my weekly podcast, my blog, my newsletter. You can sign up for a workshop. You can sign up for an appointment. You can get all kinds of information. Okay, where do I want to start? I think I've got all the important stuff out. Again, when in doubt, you can always reach me at my office phone, which is 800-999-8007. Or if you're in the Sacramento area, you can just call the local number, which is 916-973-0916. In fact, I think I'll probably be phasing out the 800 number over the next year because nobody needs an 800 number anymore. Okay, so I want you to listen to what I'm going to read you. It absolutely blew me away when I saw it. I spend half my week, I have 10 different things I want to talk to you about today. I spend most of my time during the week when I'm not with clients looking for information that I can bring you here. And I want to talk about this one right now. This is from the UK Telegraph. That's England, folks. It's Britain. And here's the headline. And I saw this headline, and I have certain word alerts for different things, and this popped up on one of them. Dementia is now Britain's biggest killer, overtaking heart disease for the first time in history. I want to read from the article. This is the UK Telegraph from 11/7/17. This is really current. 11/7/17. Dementia is now Britain's biggest killer, overtaking heart disease for the first time. Some 70,366 people died in England last year from Alzheimer's disease, compared to around 66,000 who died from heart disease. Most people don't realize that Alzheimer's is a terminal disease. I'm going to take a little drink here because I got a bad voice this morning. Alzheimer's is a terminal disease. More people in England, in Britain, died from Alzheimer's than died from heart disease. Let that sink in for a minute. Now, we have a bigger population, but we're going to double in the next 15 years. We're going to double the number of people who have dementia and Alzheimer's in the United States. And eventually, we're going to get better and better and better at heart. All the stuff with heart disease and statins and diet and all the drugs and all that kind of stuff have reduced deaths from heart disease. But the number of people dying from Alzheimer's or dementia is increasing. The number of people who have the disease is increasing. And it's going to continue to increase. I don't know how to say it in a better way. Let me read it to you again. In England last year, Britain, 70,000 people died from Alzheimer's, 66,000 from heart disease. The switch is being driven by the aging British population combined with improvements in heart health. And the same thing is happening here. We are getting older. We are getting older. Hillary Evans, chief executive at Alzheimer's Research UK, said these startling figures emphasize the health crisis we face in the UK at the hands of dementia. Year on year, we are seeing more people conquer and survive serious health conditions like heart disease, but deaths from dementia continue to rise, as do facility costs and care costs and everything else. About 850,000 people in Britain are living with dementia. And 70-some thousand of them die every year from the disease. More, just let that sink in for a minute. More people in the UK die from dementia and Alzheimer's than from heart disease. And yet, what gets all the attention? What do people pay attention to? Everybody is prepared to deal with heart attack, but we don't want to talk about dementia. And as a result, the costs are staggering. We've talked about the cost a lot. We've talked about the millions of dollars that's lost every year to the cost of caring for an aging loved one. I'm not gonna regurgitate all that stuff. Today, I want to give you answers. Today, I want to give you some hope. Today, I want to give you a process that you can follow that will make a difference. Or you can just be another person that walks out of my office and goes, this is all too overwhelming. I choose not to deal with it. And then it comes back with a vengeance. One of the reasons, and I've been talking about this on the radio more and more, and I've been talking about it at workshops. By the way, I'll come and speak to your group or organization anytime for free. All you have to do is contact me, and I will come and speak on this subject. It's free. Just get a hold of me. Call me at 800-999-8007, or you can email me, and I will come and speak to your group or organization. This is something I hand out at workshops, and I'm going to read part of it to you. And then I'm going to tell you how you can change all of this. So you're going to have to hang on and listen if you want to hear how to do that. If you want to become part of a select group of people that can know with certainty that they will be prepared for all of this, they will never lose their house, they'll never lose their assets, they'll have choice and care, they'll be able to choose who's in charge, they can do all of that stuff with a little planning and forethought. And I'll tell you how you can do that in a little bit. But let me read you from this handout. And the handout I give at the workshop is called Myths, M-Y-T-H-S, That Cost Money. With rare exceptions, every person with whom I have ever met who either has a loved one in a nursing home or is in need of one has begun the conversation by saying something akin to, we have heard there is nothing we can do, or our family's fate is sealed, or what other steps could we possibly take, something of that nature. And the reason why is because the misinformation is rampant. Because people have done research on Google, heaven help us. Others have been lied to. Others have been just, ignorance gets passed on. What's that old saying? A lie is halfway across the around the world before the truth gets its boots on. Where are you getting your information from? Who's telling you? Your hairdresser? The guy next door? Your stockbroker? Your insurance agent? Your you know, the guy that cuts your grass? The stuff that people hear is staggering. And I'm going to give you some of these myths, and then I'm going to read you some articles from supposed experts, and you'll understand where it's coming from. So let me read you some of the myths that have to do with Medi-Cal and VA and other stuff. There's a 5-year look back. There's a 3-year look back. There's a 30-month look back. No, there's not. The term look back is completely misunderstood. You have to be retired, military, or disabled to get VA benefits. No, you don't. You can only have $2,000. No, you don't, but I'm going to read you a Medi-Cal form in a little bit that'll tell you you can only have $2,000. You have to get a divorce. No, you don't, but there's one attorney around who's written articles saying that the only way you can protect what you have is if you go get a divorce. These are all myths. The state will take your home and money away. No, they won't. They can, but it's not automatic. You don't have to do it. You have the right to protect yourself. But people will tell me there's no hope. I don't want to do this because the state's going to take my mom's house away. No, they're not. As long as you have a will or a trust, all will be okay. No, not necessarily. As long as you have a power of attorney, all will be okay. No, not necessarily. What does it say? More importantly, what doesn't it say? Yeah, you cannot own a business. That's not true. You cannot own a rental and get... yes, you can. You can only have $1,500 in life insurance. No, that's not true. You cannot have a funeral plan. Yes, you can. You can only be in a state-owned nursing home in a Medi-Cal bed. There's no such thing as a Medi-Cal bed, and there are no state-owned nursing homes, except for veterans' homes. Those are owned by the state. You have to cash in all your investments, maybe even your IRA. No, you don't. Nobody has to cash them in. You should just give it all away. Well, if you give it all away, it's not yours anymore. But I know people that have said that. I've been to workshops where they've said that. I've heard people say that. I've been to seminars where they've said that. I stood in front of a group once of some of the smartest people in the world, and an attorney stood up in front of the group and said, well, maybe we should just give it all away. You can only have one car. Not true. You could never qualify Medi-Cal. You have too much. Not true. You will never go to a nursing home. If you believe that, there's no hope for you. Because that is absolutely not true. You can't guarantee it. You can't guarantee it for your parents or your grandparents or yourself. You cannot make that statement ever. None of the 110,000 people in nursing homes in California ever thought they'd be in one. I'll guarantee you. If you have separate property, Medi-Cal will not count your property. Yes, they will. Medicare will pay for a nursing home. No, it won't. The VA will pay for a nursing home. No, it won't. It's all hopeless. All of the things I just said are myths. They're not true. I don't know how to say it better than that, folks. They're not true. They're simply not true. And in a minute, I'm going to tell you, not only that they're not true, I'm going to tell you how you can make sure you can become one of a select group that can make sure that what you've worked a lifetime for is not lost. What you've worked a lifetime for does not go to the state of California or to the corporate owners of care homes or anybody else except your family. And yes, it can be done. You have to have the will to do it. You have to have the will to rethink what you've been doing your whole life, which is there's no hope. But yes, there is. Now, let me tell you why there's some of this misinformation. I'm going to read to you from a Medi-Cal form. This is a Medi-Cal form. It's called the MC Medi-Cal Information Notice 007. There's a 007. License to Kill in this case. Okay, so this says at the top of this page, why do people think this stuff, Bob? Well, because it says so. Only it's not true. It says Medi-Cal General Property Limitations. This information notice provides a general overview of Medi-Cal property requirements. Property is defined as real property and personal property. Real property is land, buildings, mobile homes, which are taxed as real property. Life estates, by the way, mobile homes are not taxed as real property. Life estates and real property, mortgages, promissory notes, deeds of trust, personal property, blah, 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 cash, so and so, and stock, bonds. Your countable property may not exceed the property reserve. And right underneath this, it says, for one person, you can only have $2,000 and get Medi-Cal. And right underneath that, it says for two people, which would be a husband and wife, you can only have $3,000 in property and get Medi-Cal. And that is simply not true. And yet it's on the front page of a Medi-Cal form. It says it, right? I'm looking at it. I'm holding the form. Here's the paper. I'm holding the form. But then it says down, so if you looked at the front page, you'd go, oh, we're up a creek. Nothing we can do. Nothing we can do. But then if you read a little farther, it says, because these rules affect how much money a community spouse may retain, you may want to consult someone familiar with the Medi-Cal program for more information on how the law affects you. But you don't know that. You're just looking at the form. And the form says, for one person, you can only have $2,000 in property. For two people, you can only have $3,000. We're done. There's nothing we can do. It's hopeless. It's all hopeless. The Medi-Cal form says that it's hopeless. Now I want to read you another Medi-Cal form. This is another Medi-Cal form. It says, notice regarding standards for Medi-Cal eligibility. This is a DHCS 7077, which is another Medi-Cal form. And it says, this is notice regarding, if you or your spouse is in or entering a nursing home, read this important message. You or your spouse do not have to use all your resources. Oh, what do you mean? I thought, wait a minute, I'm confused. Before Medi-Cal might help pay for some or all the costs of a nursing facility, you should be aware of the following. An unmarried resident is financially eligible for Medi-Cal if he or she has less than $2,000 in available resources. Well, Bob, that's what it says. It says you can only have $2,000. No, it doesn't. This is how myths get started, folks. It says $2,000 in available resources. What's an available resource? Is it different than an unavailable resource? Is it different than an exempt resource? Yes. Well, why don't they tell us what it is? I don't know. For a married resident, it says you can have, and this number is a little out of date. This is from 16. The 17 number is a little higher. It says you can have, a married couple can have $119,000 in available assets. It's now a little over $120,000. But that's not true. But it says it right there, Bob. It says if you're married, and then it says if you're single, you can only have $35 in income. And if you're married, you can only have $2,981. It's now a little over $3,000 a month. That's all you can have. It says that right on the form. But people don't know how to read the form. They don't know how to define the words. They don't know what they mean. And as a result, they believe there's nothing they can do. Because mom and dad have $150,000 in the bank. And this says you can only have $120,000. So I guess we have to spend down. By the word, spend down does not exist in the regulations anywhere. It's a made-up term. But you've heard it. And people do it every day. I have a client right now that was told to spend down, and he has spent down $200,000 that he didn't have to do. But somebody told him they had to spend down. And the bad news is, I can't get it back. It's too late. And then it says this. In this situation, the spouses may be able to hasten Medi-Cal eligibility by entering into agreement that divides their community property. Why would you want to do that? There's no need to do that. But if you read this Medi-Cal form, you would think that's what you have to do. That if mom and dad are both in a nursing home, they have to divide up their community property. And there's nothing they can do. And then according to the other sheet I read from, they'd have to spend it down to $3,000. This is why people believe all the myths that there are, because there's article. I could sit here for 5 hours and put article in front of you, an article in front of you, in front of me, and read them that will tell you that everything I said was a myth is in fact true when it's in fact a myth, just like these two Medi-Cal forms. Here's another one. This is from an advisory company. To qualify for Medi-Cal, Medi-Cal classifies property as exempt and non-exempt. No, they don't. There's a third one called unavailable. But they don't mention that. And then it says, if the applicant has more than $2,000 in non-exempt property, they will not be eligible. That's not true. That is simply not true. But if you read this, and this is from a big you know, advises seniors on nursing homes, and it's not true. Gonna have to take a little break here, but when I come back, I want to continue with a couple other things and help you understand why people believe this stuff, and then I'll tell you how you can make sure that you never fall victim to this, how you can make sure that you will keep everything you own, how you can be sure that you can keep your house, you can keep your assets, and that you can qualify for government benefits to which you are entitled or eligible. And no one needs to live in fear of losing everything. No one. No one needs to fall victim to these myths. And I'll tell you in the second half an hour exactly how you can make sure that that does not happen to you. It does not have to happen to anyone. Period. I repeat, it does not have to happen to anyone. Period. Give me a call during the break, 800-999-8007. Get in to see me. I'll tell you about something along those lines in a little bit. But stick around for the second half hour. I have more myths to explode, more information for you, and then the solution to all of this. So don't go away. We'll be back here in just a couple minutes right here on Assets and Aging. See you in a second. Okay, welcome back to Assets and Aging. We've been talking about myths. We've been talking about why people lose millions of dollars every year in California. And where do these myths come from? Well, they come from people. They come from organizations. They come from articles. They come from stuff. Somebody put an article in front of me the other day from Consumers Report, and I blew it up in about 5 minutes, not that long. And read all the stuff that was in it that was wrong. It did not apply to California. I want to read again from another article from an organization that claims to be an expert on this stuff. And it says, this is The Home. And it says, the home remains exempt if a person in a nursing home or the person's representative expresses an intent to return home on the Medi-Cal application. No, you don't. That's not true. You don't have to do that. It's not required. You don't have to do that. I don't know what to tell you, folks. This stuff is everywhere. I'm reading again from something from this organization. It says, any assets above the property reserve limit of $2,000 or for single or $120,000 in the case of community spouse or any asset that is not exempt will be counted by Medi-Cal in determining eligibility. That is simply not true. I have lots of single clients who had more than $2,000, and I have lots of married clients who have more than $120,000 in assets. It is simply not a true statement. But people read this stuff, and then they have a whole other section in their handout called spending down. There is no requirement. I don't know how often I have to say this. There is no requirement to spend down. What, I don't even know what that means, spend down. On what? Is that anything like flush down? But it's the reason why people believe this stuff. And it happens over and over and over and over and over again. VA stuff. You've heard all kinds of VA stuff. And I keep going on about me, but you've heard all kinds about... Here's some stuff from veterans organizations. Okay? Here's a group that wants to talk, a big nonprofit, wants to talk about veteran scams. And every scam they talk about, you can call them up and get protection by buying something from them. I think that's pretty cool, don't you? So if you scare people out of their minds that there's all these people out there, okay. This is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. One of these places, it says, click on this page. And if you go there, it'll take you to this page. So it says... This is the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Aid in attendance or housebound. A veteran or surviving spouse may not receive aid in attendant benefits and housebound benefits at the same time. Yes, they can. If they're both veterans. And if a veteran and a spouse are both in a facility, the veteran gets more money to help with the spouse. Aid in attendance. This is what the VA says about it. Aid in attendance, increased monthly pension amount may be added to your monthly pension amount if you meet one of the following conditions. You require the aid of another person in order to perform personal functions required in everyday living, such as bathing, feeding, they're called ADLs, activities of daily living. Another person, what kind of a person? Can we get a person off the street who's unlicensed to do that? Will the VA then pay that person? No. You are bedridden in that your disability or disability requires that you remain in bed apart from any prescribed course of. You are a patient in a nursing home. Aid in attendance doesn't pay for people in nursing homes. It stops making payments if you're in a nursing home. That's interesting, isn't it? By the way, did you know that the veterans' homes in California have the same recovery rules as Medi-Cal? Bet you didn't know that, did you? Your eyesight is limited. It's got nothing to do with it. But that's the VA's website. That's the VA's website. Where's the other one I'm looking for? Oh, here's the other one I'm looking for. This is an organization that claims to help vets. And in fact, what it really wants to do, and there's a whole movement out there, folks, that they do not want, I've read them to you, I've read stuff on this radio program 1,000 times, that does not want veterans getting benefits because the aid and attendance is supposed to only be for poor veterans. No, it's not. That's not in the rules anywhere. In fact, the rules are quite generous to who can get it. And we've gone over the rules, but this is a new organization. Criminals often target senior veterans with financial scams, and often seniors don't know where to turn for reliable advice. Come on. You know, I'm sorry, but I am tired of listening to people telling me that seniors are too stupid to manage their own lives, that they need some outside entity. They need another, this is another government thing. They need another government thing to protect them. They need more rules and regulations to protect them. How many of you think there aren't enough rules? Anyhow, never mind. That's a personal opinion. But what we don't need is more government agencies and more government rules telling seniors they're too stupid to know this stuff. And then when you look at the people behind this, you find out that they make millions, with an M, millions of dollars a year off of this stuff. It says, I want to read you something. It says, targeting seniors selling unsuitable deferred annuities. What does that mean? What's an unsuitable? There are lots of deferred annuities that are great products. Great products. What? Who decides what's another government agency, another rule, or dangerous irrevocable trusts? I know some really, really, really good elder law attorneys, really good ones, really ethical, honest ones. In fact, one of these organizations teaches attorneys how to do irrevocable trust that's in their materials. But now, because we need more government regulation, they've decided that we're going to protect seniors from dangerous. Danger to me means there's a cliff ahead or there's a flood ahead, something that's going to kill me or harm me. Irrevocable trusts are used every day by estate planning attorneys. They're used every day with insurance products. They're called irrevocable life insurance trusts. And they're used all the time. Special needs trusts to help disabled children are irrevocable trusts. And now all of a sudden we've got a government agency for their own benefit and because somebody, never mind, I'm going to go places I don't want to go, saying we have to be careful. Let us protect you. We're going to write more regulations that will protect you from dangerous irrevocable trusts, from these dangerous attorneys. That's why people get scared. And here's one from a big national organization that says, Watchdog Alert Handbook, the Veterans Edition. 9 ways con artists target veterans. And every time they tell you one, they tell you to call somebody and pay them so that you don't wind up... Okay. Here's an article about a maggot-infested nursing home. Let's scare everybody about nursing homes. Oh, and by the way, it's from an organization that makes almost all of its money in attorney referral fees. So let's talk about how we get past the myth. We do it with information, and we do it with logic, and we do it by knowing how this works, and we don't do it because we want negative information so that we can manipulate it and get there. There's a huge organization on the West Coast. I'm not going to tell you where. I'll tell you it's on the West Coast that is paid for by the long-term care insurance industry. I'm a big fan of long-term care insurance, but they have been trying to destroy Medi-Cal for 20 years. And the reason why, and they're paid for, they're a lobbying organization. They're paid for basically by the long-term care insurance business and agents. Nothing. I love long-term care insurance. I think everybody should buy it, and I can refer you to the best guy in California if you want to buy it. But they're trying to destroy Medi-Cal, and they're doing it openly, and veterans benefits, because they don't want you to know. They have a vested interest in you not knowing how this all really works. But here's the good news. You can. And here's how you do it. If you're serious about protecting what you've worked a lifetime for, if you're serious about knowing how it works, if you're serious about understanding how it works for your family, then here's how it works. Every month, I work with no more than 5 people because this is serious planning. It's not cheap, but it's a reasonable fee. And I work with those 5 families, and I make sure that they have everything in place so that when the day comes that mom or dad or husband or wife or grammy or grampy or whoever it is needs long-term care, whether that's in assisted living or a nursing home or boarding care or whatever it is, that they are able to take every step necessary to protect as much, if not all, of what they have worked a lifetime for. To understand how income works, to understand how assets work, to understand how you can protect them, to make sure that the people you love can make the decisions that they need to make sure you never lose your house to an estate recovery, that you never have to spend down, that you don't ever have to worry about, can I access benefits and is everything protected? I only work with families. One of my demands is that the family be involved. Because when you, mom and dad, go kind of bonkers down the road, it's going to be your children and or grandchildren that are going to have to deal with this. And they need to understand how to do it. And they need to be well-equipped, well-armed, and have every tool there is known to man available so that you're not one of the people who loses 100 or 200 or 300 or my all-time record is just under $1 million paying for care when you didn't have to. So the myths are out there. You've heard them all. You've heard you can't do anything. I've done my best in the short time we have to go through where this stuff comes from. You hear it from all kinds of places. You hear it from the internet. Please, If I told you to Google spend down, go Google spend down. You'll get 200 pages on what spend down is, and none of them are correct. Because there's no such thing as spend down. Wayne County used to have, as part of their Medi-Cal package, they included what was called a spend down form. And you had to tell them how you had spent all the money down. I didn't even know what that meant. So I didn't send it in with the Medi-Cal package. And the county said, this was many years ago. And the county said, well, we need the spend down form. I said, well, no, you don't. And I said, oh, yeah, we have to have that to approve Medi-Cal. I said, no, you don't. And they said, well, yeah, we have to have that. I said, where's the regulation that requires that? And they said, well, we just want to have that. And I said, well, no, you can't have that. And I've always thought, by the way, I got Medi-Cal approved and they didn't get the form. But I've always thought over the years, how many people were denied Medi-Cal in that county? How many people were denied health care? How many people were denied a benefit to which they were entitled, otherwise entitled? To which they were otherwise eligible because they didn't know how to fill out that form. How many people are denied veterans benefits because of misinformation? If you go to the veterans website, it's filled with misinformation about aid in attendance and Agent Orange. There's two new court cases, two new appeals right now for two new diseases. I can't remember what they are off the top of my head. And the VA is fighting them tooth and nail. Because they don't want to pay for it. For vets who are exposed to Agent Orange. It's important for you to understand that if you want to, you can make sure that you're one of those people that when this happens to you or your mom or your dad or your grandma or your grandpa, that everything you've worked a lifetime for is safe and secure and protected. And together, we can do that. Is it free? No. But for those people who are serious, for those people who think that it's important that what they've worked a lifetime for goes to the people they love, not to somebody else, then you'll have to decide if it's worth it. What's it worth to be able to sleep at night and know that your $300,000 or $400,000 house, the $200,000 or whatever it is you had in the bank or in the brokerage account, your IRA, whatever it is, if you ever need long-term care, if you're ever faced with a $10,000 a month bill that you'll be able to protect, if not all of it, a big chunk of it, as much as is possible so that that legacy that you worked 50 years for goes to your family, not to strangers. I don't know what that's worth. I just had my car fixed today. It cost me $500. An engine mount was broken. It cost me $500. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money for actually almost six to repair the engine mount. Now, if I didn't repair the engine mount, if I didn't pay the $600, then what would have happened? Eventually, the other engine mounts would have broken. It could have done damage to all kinds of things from the engine back. If that engine started bouncing around up there. And then it would have cost me like a lot of money. That I would have given more money to the mechanic who fixed it than I had to give today. So sometimes we have to make decisions in life about what we spend money on to protect an asset that we have. Why do you have fire insurance? All the people in Napa that didn't have it are now wishing they did. In order to save a few hundred bucks, they decided to not take the full replacement value life of fire insurance, and now what are they faced with? They decided not to take the full content fire policy. Why? Well, because it was too expensive. It was a couple extra $100. How many people every year our homes are flooded and they have no insurance because they didn't want to take flood insurance because, you know, It cost money. For you, I don't know the answer. For me, I want to protect my car. I want to protect what I have. I want to protect my family. I want to do everything that I can that's reasonable to make sure that if I ever need long-term care, it's protected. You need to decide what you need to do. But if you're one of those families that wants to make sure, then like I said, I work with no more than five families a month That's going to be my goal for the rest of my career, is no more than 5 families a month. And we'll plan for everything. We'll plan for every eventuality I can think of. We'll plan for long-term care. We'll plan for how do you get assisted living and boarding cares at a discount? How do you get nursing homes at a discount? How do you get benefits to which you're entitled to help pay for those things? How can you get home care maybe paid for by either Medi-Cal or by the VA so that mom can get some care at home or dad can get some care at home so they don't have to go to a nursing home? How can you know you can pick the best nursing home or the best place? How are you going to know how to do that? Who's going to be able to do that for you? How are you going to do that? Wouldn't it be nice to know that you can do that? Well, if that's the place you're going, then you're talking to the right person and listening to the right person, because together we can make sure that you are never lose your health to a recovery, can protect as much of your assets as is humanly possible, can choose the place you want to go, can get whatever benefits, government benefits, are available to you to help you and your family. If that would be nice, if that would be comforting to you, then here's how it starts. You or a family member or somebody, give me a phone call or send me an email. And you say, we would like to sit down and begin to talk about this. The initial consultation is free. And we'll sit down and we'll talk about what we can do. And we'll talk about what you want. We'll talk about what maybe some of the solutions are, what some of the suggestions are, what some of your options are. And then we will reason together and figure out how you want to do it, how you want it to happen, who you want to be in charge if you're not, and how can you protect a lifetime's work. It's why we have health insurance. We have health insurance so that when we go in the hospital, you know, I had my knees replaced once. The insurance company sent me the bill by accident of what it would have cost me to have my knees replaced. It was paid for by insurance, because I had insurance to pay for it, but they sent me the bill by accident. So I know what that would have cost me. It's why we have health insurance, so we don't lose everything. It's why you have a Medicare supplement. It's why you have homeowners insurance. Wouldn't it be nice to make sure that you've taken the same steps to make sure that you've protected everything you have to the best of your ability from the ravages, the financial ravage, the emotional ravage of long-term care, whether that's home care or assisted living or a nursing home or whatever it is. If you want to be one of those 5 people a month that we make sure that that happens to or for, then start by giving me a call. Write the number down. It's 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go on my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging.com. And you can just send me an email that says, we would like to set up an appointment. Give me a call. If you prefer working by email, we can do that. So 800-999-8007, or email me, go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and if you scroll down, you can send me an email. But get the family together, talk about it, and then decide to become one of those families that's willing to take the extra step, do a little extra work, and make sure that what you know, in California today, there are between 110,000 and 120,000 people in nursing homes. About 70,000 of those are on Medi-Cal. What would they give to know, if they could, to know that when they're gone, there will be no estate recovery, their home will be protected, their money was protected, they didn't have to spend down, how many people who are paying for an assisted living at $5,000 a month would love to find out that they could get $2,000 a month from the VA, but nobody ever told them they could to help pay for that assisted living or that home care or that boarding care or whatever it is. Be one of the people that sits down, the five every month, the five families that I will sit down with, and we'll together develop a plan that will make sure if long-term care strikes your family, that you're prepared, you're ready, you're protected, you're armed, all the things that you need to be when this happens, that you will have the knowledge and the ability to protect everything. Give me a call, 800-999-8007. Make sure you get to my next workshop, 800-999-8007. You have a choice. You have a choice to do nothing and hope it all works out, or you have the choice to take positive steps to make sure that you've guaranteed success in protecting everything that you have. Thanks so much for being here today. Give me a call, 800-999-8007. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host. We'll see you here again next week, same time, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Bye-bye.